Welcome back
to the Fan Furious Podcast.
Wow.
That was the most, like, sad intro I think we've done.
Hey, you know what? Sad intro, but
banger
good
of
episode.
Topic.
Yes.
Banger topic.
We haven't done a video game episode in a while.
It's like midway through season one.
Yes. So we decided this season for our video game topic, instead of the best racing video game of all time, what is the best cover car on a racing video game, or a hero car, if you will?
Yep.
Right? The hero car is, you know, the one that's on the cover. Maybe you'll drive it in the first mission and you'll lose it. But then you get it back later in the game, or, you know, whatever the case may be, like in Forza, when they like loan the hero car to you and you're driving through the countryside or whatever.
Showing off all the different features of the game. Like
exactly.
Four was like you drive through all the different seasons.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was a really long race. You spend the entire year in the car on one technique.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was all separate cars. You were switching cars
through the
seasons, remember?
True.
Because in the winter you were in a trophy truck.
Yep, but you start and finish in the McLaren Senna.
Yes, that
gorgeous
was
car.
Gorgeous. I remember kind of like my first big notoriety on my first hero car was the Viper GTS from Forza Horizon 1.
Yeah.
Like, I had played a bunch of racing games before that, and I never really kind of grasped the whole, this is the main car they want you to focus on in this game. Until Forza Horizon 1, where you're driving through the countryside in a Viper GTS.
Yeah.
Right? And you're just running, and there's cars racing around you, and everybody's racing to the festival, because, you know, that's the big thing to do this year, is everybody's trying to get to the festival in Colorado.
Colorado.
And, yeah, that was like, oh, okay, maybe now I can go back and appreciate the other games that I had played.
Yeah.
And understand what kind of, like, point they were trying to make with their hero cars, right? So I went back and I played Need for Speed, like all of the Need for Speeds.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, the M3 GTR from Most Wanted.
Yep.
Is like, I think the most iconic cover car of all time.
One of them, yeah.
I would say the, like, honestly, I would say it's the. I can't think of another one. Can you?
Honestly, like, not. I mean,
a more iconic cover car than the BMW M3 GTR.
As far as something that's like transcended like generations of video games, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if I
can
think of one off the top of my head.
Because whenever Need for Speed brought it back in Need for Speed 2015, everyone lost their minds.
Yep.
Everybody was like, "Wait a second, you can get this car? How? I need it." Right. And then
too bad the game was trash.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they fixed it all with Heat.
Yeah.
Need for Speed Heat, I think, was a much better game.
Yeah, 100%.
Overall than Need for Speed 2016. Still
honestly,
love 2016.
Need for Speed Heat was the first Need for Speed game that I've played since Carbon.
Oh my god. You have missed so
I know,
much.
I know. I mean, I've played like the other ones here and there, like, you know, friend's house, whatever, but like I hadn't played a legitimate Need for Speed game since just cracking a Red Bull on the podcast right there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, since Carbon. And that was honestly the first real racing game that I actually, like, got into and spent hours and hours playing.
Right. I mean, I think mine was probably, I would say it had to be Heat. No, not Heat. I would say what the hell? Most Wanted. Either Most Wanted or, like, Project Gotham Racing.
Yeah.
Right? Project Gotham Racing was one of the first ones that we had... Oh, God. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Slight technical difficulties. Anyways, Project Gotham Racing, I just remember, like... there was a Saliva song that was on it, and, you know, the Lamborghini Murcielago it was a GTS, GTR, or something like that spec, and big old track wing on the back of it, just ripping down, you know, one of the bridges in New York.
Yeah.
That was one of my, you know, like, earliest, like, okay, I can literally just do this all day long.
Yeah.
Playing a racing video game memories, but I would say, I mean, besides, like, Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah, or, Diddy Kong Racing. My first real racing game, I think, was Automobili Lamborghini on the Nintendo 64. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad had a Nintendo 64 in his office at our old house, and I'd sit up there just hours and hours and hours just crash Lamborghini Countaches into the wall. Because, you know, I was four, and, you know,
yes,
racing games were not something that I quite understood how to do yet. It was just, I'm driving a yellow car.
Mm-hmm.
It go fast and vroom. But, I mean, like, realistically, like, you know, remembering it would have been Carbon for me. Like, I can just remember literally spending hours. There was one jump in the middle of downtown that I would spend hours just trying to complete, like, three stars. And I would always race different cars through it, and just, I had this little loop where I'd go through with the cops and head over the jump, lose some cops, and then they had all the different mechanics where you could, like, destroy the cop cars by crashing through.
Oh, yes. That was my favorite thing. I missed that so much. I think they did it in Need for Speed 2016 or 2015.
Yeah.
I don't think they did it in Payback.
Yep.
Which was, it's definitely not in Heat. I remember playing Payback. I just don't remember it having that mechanic where, like, you know, you could bump the tail end of a trailer and then all the logs would fall off the trailer and then you would lose the cops like that.
Or you drive past my favorite was the bucket of, basically their version of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You drive through the Kentucky Fried Chicken place, and the sign would fall over and crush them.
Yeah, there was
a dinosaur that you could do too.
There was that. There was the dinosaur. There was the scaffolding.
There was a globe, like a giant globe.
There was the donut shop.
Yep, the donut shop.
You know, you ran under the donut sign, and then a donut would fall on them, and you know all
that
stuff.
Or you just run through a gas station, and it would explode, and then take the cops with you.
Yes. Yes, that was also very fun.
Man, I missed that game. Like, I want them to redo that game.
I would like to see a remastered Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yeah.
Either that or Undercover.
Yeah.
Undercover, I would say, is probably one of my favorite games of all time.
I'd agree.
I could go back and I could play Undercover 10 times over.
Yeah. I just think it was such a cool mechanic where, you know, you go from being a street racer, like, you know, trying to infiltrate the street racing scene to being a cop. Or was that Undercover?
No, that was
what was that?
That was either Hot Pursuit or Rivals.
It was Hot Pursuit. I was thinking Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit is the one with the Zonda on the cover, and Rivals, I actually have sitting right here next to me, is that one.
It wasn't that one.
It was Hot Pursuit.
Was it Hot Pursuit?
Mm-hmm, because there's a Lamborghini Aventador, or it's a Reventon in that one. It's not the Aventador. And then there's an orange Zonda hitting it at, like, this type of angle on the cover.
Let me see. Hold on.
And they did make a remaster of that game, which I'm currently playing through right now.
It was Payback.
Payback. Need for Speed Payback. Let me see the cover of it. Are you sure? Because Payback was really recent. Like, Need for Speed...
No, was it?
Yeah, Need for Speed Payback was, like, one Need for Speed ago.
God, what was that?
Need for Speed Payback was the one where you see the Agera fly... Or the Regera fly out of the back of the truck. And, you know, you're the big heist of stealing the Regera. You know what I mean? I think you crazy dog.
Was it Hot Pursuit?
Hot Pursuit is where you could do racer missions, and then you could do cop missions.
It may have been that. I may be thinking about Hot Pursuit.
Are you talking... So, is it like part of a campaign, or can you make choices? Because if it's part of a campaign, then it's Undercover. Undercover is like the very last mission. You are in the cars that the racers told you to steal, and you're hunting down the other guys and you're wrecking them. But that's all the last mission.
It wasn't that then. It was... Like, I just have memories of being at one of my friend's house. And we had his because it was all on the Wii. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that was the shit to play on. But he had, like, a whole setup where it was, like, it was just a suction cup thing for that would hold onto your little steering wheel, and then you put the Wii remote in the steering wheel, and you were driving through.
Yeah.
And then you could press a button on the pause menu, and instead of going from day to night, you would go from being a street racer to being a cop. What was it?
That's actually a good question. Look up what Need for Speed games were released for the Wii.
That's what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at games. Let's see.
Because that would limit it down. I don't know how many Need for Speed games were limited to the Wii. I want to say it was probably 2 or 3. Because it wasn't limited to the
Wii.
What
was it?
You could press a button and become a cop.
Hot Pursuit 2010 Remastered.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yep.
That was it. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Hot Pursuit.
Because that fits the timeline. I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. So it was back when I was still in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Hot Pursuit 2010 Remastered.
There you go.
That's the one that I want to play again.
That's they just remastered that.
Did it?
Like, yeah. Just remastered that. And it's just as bad as you remember.
I know. It was a horrible game.
It was just as bad. Just
the nostalgia factor. Oh, no.
Absolutely. And, like, one of my favorite things that they don't do anymore is they literally had an announcer announce specifications of the car while you're sitting there choosing the colors.
Yep.
Right? So you're sitting there and you're scrolling and you're looking through all of the actual manufacturer colors, right? And what they call those colors.
Yeah.
And it's telling you, like, a small history on the RX-8. While you're just sitting there choosing colors, you're just like, damn, I didn't know that, you know, this was the most powerful rotary to ever be put in a Mazda, which makes sense because, you know, it's an RX-8. But at the same time, you know, you're like, damn, I just always thought RX-8s were trash. Like,
pile of rolling garbage.
Yeah, exactly. It's super, super fun. I wish they did that with more games, right? I wish they had more car nerd specs in car games, which is weird. Which is weird to say because, like, even in Forza, you know, like, you're getting your horsepower and your torque and your weight and your displacement and your, you know, your ratios and all this, that, and the other, which is really, really nice, but you're not getting a description of the car. Either you know what the car is, or you've heard what the car is from one of your friends, or you don't know what the car is.
Exactly.
Right? There's no, like,
hey, here's a fun factoid about the car.
Yeah, yeah. This, or, like, even, like, a one-liner for the car, right? Yeah. Like, something that a magazine has quoted about the car.
Yeah.
They also do that in Need for Speed, in Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
They're like, the best there is, no questions asked, and then it, like, gives you the source magazine from, you know, whatever it came from, and it was talking about, like, a Lotus Elise or something like that, you know what I mean? The game came out in 2010, so you can't be too picky on it.
Exactly, but, and that was kind of, I don't know, there's just so many things that, you know, about, and I guess as a car guy, car games, you know, a car guy growing up in the age that we grew up in.
Yes.
Car games, because we really got to see the evolution from, like, hey, car games are actually kind of starting to be really, really cool, to where there are now, where, I mean, you know, whether it's a simulation or whether it's, you know, like, arcade-style racing.
Going from Need for Speed Heat to Assetto Corsa.
Yeah, I mean, the graphics alone just make you, like, oh my god, I can picture myself in this car.
Yes, Need for Speed Heat does an amazing job of, this is what this car would look like in pristine condition.
Yeah.
I genuinely want to see Forza Horizon 5 have Need for Speed Heat style, like, crispness and focus on the details of the car.
And not, like, even just the details of the car, but, like, just the world that is in Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, going from the city to going to the, you know, the countryside area, because Horizon 4, all you really have is just, like, barren openness.
Yeah.
And then Horizon Festival, and then Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, yeah. The city of Edinburgh,
And the city of Edinburgh, I mean, it's a cool city, but, like, you know, I really want, like, what you have in Heat, where you're driving through downtown, and it's, like, dark, and rainy, and there's just like neon everywhere and just like flashes. You're just driving
that,
there, and it's
Forza.
So
that's why
cool.
we want Tokyo, man. That's why we want Forza Tokyo.
I don't even know if I want Tokyo, bro.
Like, think about it.
Well, sure, yeah, that'd be cool, but I want. They've driven on the left side of the road for the past three games.
Well, hey, this one's in Mexico, man.
I know, but like, it's just gonna be the same thing. I guess they do have like a city.
I think it's gonna be more like Forza Horizon 3, where it's like half of it is, you know, open desert, and the other half is, you know,
like I love how big the world is in Horizon 4, but it's too open.
Yes.
Like, I feel like there's just not enough, like, textural, like, I'm blown away by the fact that this city looks so,
like, this
just gorgeous.
Right, exactly. So, the worldscape, I think, is where it's at, right? So, you're looking at it, and you're like, wow, that house is the same house that's all the way across the map.
Yeah.
They just kind of cookie-cuttered it everywhere to fill in so there's buildings, because the map is so big, right? Whereas on Heat, you're driving it around and you're like, damn, there is some like it's not detail, like you're not looking through the windows of the shops or anything like that. You're just looking at like the cityscape and understanding that somebody took time to plan out how the city drove and how the city felt while you're ripping past it, you know, 200 miles an hour in whatever car you're in.
I think something that'd be really cool. Is if they kind of merged, I guess not merged, but like took what they have in the Forza games to where, you know, you can drive around and do all this stuff and customize everything, but they added a couple different features to where like your character that you get, you can actually like hop out of your car and like, hey, I want to customize my car, so I'm going to drive to this shop and hop out and then like be in this shop where all of my car parts are. You know, hey, I'm going to go to a car meet. And just, like, you can hop out of your car and go to the car meet. Because that's
so
one thing about...
In Forza Horizon 3, they kind of did the car meet thing.
Yeah.
But they were super... I don't want to say lame, because they were cool.
Yeah.
Because it was a good idea. But I think that it was a little bit before car meet culture.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, I mean, car guys are out there having fun, you know, driving cars
around.
Yeah, car
clubs have been around for, you know, decades.
But it wasn't like... holy shit, I'm gonna go and I'm just gonna drive around and screw around with my friends in a parking lot, you know. I think that's a mechanic that they need to do, right? Is just like there are meet spots, right? That you can go and you can park all the cars and you can get out and you could walk up and down the car line
because
or whatever.
That's one thing that I kind of wish it had, because they added like, you know, the drone mode in Horizon 4 where you can like pop out a little drone and then just like explore around. But like, it doesn't give you the same satisfaction of like, hey, I'm going to like hop out of my car and like look at my car and all the other ones. And like, hey, there's like all these other cars. Because car meet, if you want to do a car meet in Horizon 4, it's basically, hey, I'm going to park my car and everyone else parks their car. All right, I'm going to drive my car around all of your cars and then park so you guys can drive around all the other cars.
Yes.
It's very just clunky.
Yes.
And exactly. That's a mechanic I kind of wish they had in that game.
Also... as weird as it sounds, I like the cops in Need for Speed Heat. I don't like how they are mono-leveled and how they are a set difficulty.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, for those unfamiliar, the difficulty rating of the game is based on how fast your car is. So you level up your parts... and then your car becomes faster and the difficulty becomes slightly harder or, you know, whatever. The cars themselves are the difficulty of the game. So you start with a level 100 car and the fastest car you can get in the game is a level 400, right?
Yeah.
The cops are permanently set to level 250 to level 300.
Yeah.
Permanently. So if you're in a level 100 car, sorry, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be a bad time.
I was learning that.
Yeah.
The hard way.
Yeah, yeah. So after I had beaten the game and I had convinced all my friends, hey, this is actually a really fun game, everybody needs to download it, I went through with every single one of my friends and I babysat them until they got to level 250 to 300 to where they could officially start out running the cops on their own.
Yeah.
And you're just now getting to that point where you're
almost,
like, hey, my car is like... just there, but I mean the level 2 and up cops are just like, they're like, hello, how are you, my friend?
Why would an M3 get outrun by a Crown Vic?
Yeah. No,
feels bad, man.
The cop leveling is super weird, but I would like a, and I know it's not going to happen in Mexico because, you know, I have a Mexico street racing permit. Yep. Nobody gives a shit in Mexico kind of thing, right?
Hey, let's just pop over the border to Mexico. Yeah, right. Legally, right?
Do some things legally and then come back.
I was watching a vlog the other day of these two guys. One was racing a Volvo S60R versus a 4.6 GT Mustang versus an EcoBoost Mustang. And when they all got in their cars, they're like, all right, let's hop over to Mexico real quick. And the other guy goes, shit, I forgot my passport. I'm like, all right, that was a good one line. Yep. I'll give you that.
But I think that, like, if there was a cop system, right, doesn't have to be, you know, over the top like it was in, you know, the older Need for Speeds where you're crashing buildings on top of cops or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, just, like, throw a little bit of a challenge and a little bit of risk in there, right? Yeah. Not everybody's doing, you know, 300 mile an hour in a Ferrari FXXK Evo or, you know, something like that down the highway just to do it. You know what I mean? Like give some way to tone drivers down.
Not even tone drivers down, because that is one thing that I enjoy about Forza, is just, like, if I want to go, like, balls to the wall fast just for fun, I can go do that without the threat of, like, all right, well, you know, now I just lost 50 grand.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing I don't like about Heat. Yeah. Is how fucking slow it is.
Yeah, no, that's fair. If you get caught by the cops, you lose all but, I want to say, 20% of the heat that you gained that night, specifically. And all but 20% of the money you gained the day before that night, like your total bank, you lose as well.
And it's just one of those things where it's super stupid. It's not even just, like, super stupid, but, like, that was one thing that kept me hesitant about downloading it. Like, I downloaded it because you guys weren't playing Forza.
Yeah.
And I saved up all these cars to race with you guys.
Hey,
and you're like, I'm just going to wait until 5 comes out. I'm like, motherfucker.
The new one comes out in less than a week.
Not less than... Okay, all right, you got me there.
Yeah, I
actually have to download it now. But,
yes.
But it's one of those things where, you know, I was, like, saving this up and I forgot what time it was. And you were like, yeah, we're just on Heat now. Until the new one comes out. And I'm like, motherfucker, why couldn't you just told me this like a week ago? Like, hey, we're all going to transition now.
Right.
But it's just one of those things where, you know, like, I find it hard to enjoy the game sometimes.
Yeah. No, that's why Little Ryan has kind of waned off playing it. Because he would go for 5 or 6 races a night.
Yeah.
And he would literally be leveling up like 20 times in one night.
Yep.
And then get busted.
Yep.
And then literally almost put a fist through his monitor and be like, all right, yeah, no, that's it. I can't play this game anymore. And I'm like, well, just do one race, bank, go back out in the night, do one race, bank. It's a little slower, but you are leveling up your car to a point where you will not have to worry about the police anymore.
But it's just my thing is it's so slow to the point where, like, I feel like, I mean, because I enjoy Forza because it's like if I have the money, I can go out and buy and build whatever car I want and fuck around for 10 minutes and then go buy and build another one. Whereas this is like, I have to spend the next 2 hours just to buy a car that, although I can level it up more, is now, you know, like 30 points below the car that I'm currently driving.
Yes.
And then I have to spend another 2 hours just to get that one leveled up to where I was.
Yeah. Now, I can understand the slowness behind it, but I don't like how fast you gain money in Forza, honestly. Like, if you're playing it from a campaign standpoint, right, and not a fuck around and, you know, just have fun in the game.
Yeah.
If you're playing it from a campaign standpoint, I think that Heat has a better, like, play through the campaign level ratio. There's enough to do for the amount of money you earn, for the amount of rep you earn. Everything is perfectly balanced from a campaign standpoint.
Right.
However, the fuck around with your friends, you literally need to do 4 races repeatedly over and over and over and over and over and over again to get anywhere near the amount of money that you need to walk into the dealership, buy the car, buy the parts you want to put on a car, build it the way you want to build it, and then put performance parts on it. Because I have, like, almost $2 million in the game, and that's not even enough to buy the most expensive car in the parking garage.
Yeah.
Right? So you go, you buy a $30,000 car, you throw $90,000 worth of parts at it, and then you sell it for $80,000.
Yep.
And you're like, well, there's no, you know, they want you to keep the cars you play with.
Yeah.
They're like, use this car. Trust me. Yep. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Don't buy another one.
Yeah.
And that's what Devin did. Devin is literally taking the starter car all the way to the end. All the way to the end. He put a motor in it, and he's throwing more parts at it, and he went from a level 100 to a level 400 plus.
Yep.
On the starter car.
Yep.
Like, congratulations, man. But hey, we still have a 32 to do.
Oh, shit. We got to get into that. Yep. Shameless plug.
Yes.
FNF underscore media.
Everywhere you can think of.
Yep.
We dare.
Yep.
We dare. Promise. Not look like it on some platforms, TikTok, but I promise,
specifically.
I promise we're looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed.
Like,
all right, thank you. Okay, on to the 32. This week's 32 is brought to you by video games because we love them.
Yep. Please don't ever go.
I don't know what I'd do without you. We have 32 cover cars from different video games. Yeah. And you know what game we forgot?
What?
Midnight Club Los Angeles.
We did.
We did forget that one. However, that was just like a souped up Mustang GT, I think. So, yeah, I mean, we're not missing out too much.
Yeah.
Round one is, wait for it, the Assetto Corsa Huracan Super Trofeo Evo.
So that's the race car version.
Race car. Or the Need for Speed Payback R34 GTR.
Yep. And I guess the parameters of this is, what video game cover car would you look at and be like, damn, that is a sexy beast, I want to buy that game?
Just for the car or for the pose of the car as well?
Both. But like, what would you, like, you look at that cover car and you're like, damn, that is a good looking cover. Like, you know, judging a book by the cover, basically.
Yeah, literally judging, like, a book by the cover.
You walk into a game store never having played a car game ever in your entire life, and you just look at that cover and go, that one that is looks
more
cool.
Badass than this one. Payback. Just because the Huracan Evo from Assetto Corsa is just driving across the cover.
But it looks so good.
Oh, no, it does, but the R34 is drifting around a cop. On a highway.
Valid.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason I think that one wins, is because that is a more badass, like, oh damn.
Yeah, like, oh my god, there's action in this game.
Yeah, there's action.
Is this, like, this is a car.
Vroom. Right, race car, or that bitch is on a highway.
That's illegal. That Huracan looks damn good on that.
Oh, absolutely. Though. It absolutely does.
Gorgeous.
It's the black and green Super Trofeo. Mm. All right, the Underground, Need for Speed Underground R34 GTR. Wow, we have another one of these on round two.
Yep.
Or the Forza Motorsport 5 McLaren P1.
P1.
I agree, because the P1 is like coming down the slope at Spa,
and just like shredding the corner.
Yeah. And then Underground is just like blue cover, orange car.
Yep.
And
I will say, if you look at the back of Motorsport 5, it shows the ass end of the car going in the opposite direction.
Oh, does it really? Yep. Nice. Okay. All right. Yep. You got me. That's good. Next up, two Porsche 911s against each other. The Need for Speed 2015 Raw Welt 911, or the Need for Speed Undercover Porsche 911, the Raw Welt.
Yeah.
The Raw Well.
Because the Undercover, it's basically just, like, going up a hill, and there's just, like, people in the background.
Yeah, there's people in Undercover, cops in the background, and that's pretty much it. Whereas the Need for Speed 2015, he's kind of like drifting. There's another car beside him, and then there's some people in the background too, but he's drifting.
Yeah, there's just more action.
Yeah. Definitely a sexier cover, though. The dark blue with the dark green raw welt.
Yeah.
All right. The Forza 4, 458 Italia, Forza Motorsport 4. Yep. 458 Italia, or the Dirt 5 Aston Martin Vantage GT4 Rally Spec.
I'm going to go with the...
Aston.
Really?
100%.
I don't know, man.
The colors...
There's more going on with...
The colors throw me off. But 458 Italia sitting in the middle of a gray room?
No, it's not sitting in the middle of a gray room. It's driving around a corner on a track.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure that...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I might be thinking of 3.
Oh, my phone just died, apparently.
The Audi R8 from 3. Whatever. Yeah, I'll take
your
word
for it. I don't know. The GT4 is cool, but it's just like... Action!
Yes.
Going orange. Through the cover.
Orange!
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I'll give it to it. Alright, the Forza Motorsport 7 Porsche GT2 RS. One of, I think, the sexiest covers of a video game ever.
Yeah.
Or the Horizon 1 Viper GTS. I'm gonna give it to the Porsche.
Yeah.
Honestly, just
nostalgia
because...
Nostalgia factor aside.
Nostalgia aside... Whenever you have a video game cover that shows the rubber from the tire on the car as you're going around a racetrack, that is attention to detail.
Yeah. Not even just that, but like just the individual bits of asphalt on the road.
Yes.
It's whole.
100%. Okay, the Crew 2 Camaro SS. The red one, as the guy's kind of like leaning back. He's kind of like, oh, I'm chill, I'm on this car. I'm chill, and this is my muscle car. Total
26%
Chad.
Interest,
V6. yeah, I just got out of the army.
Just got into the army.
Or the...
They gave me a $40,000 bonus for signing on for 6 years as an infantryman.
Yeah. I went and bought this V6 Camaro.
V6 Camaro, I know, but it's just as good as a V8,
and it's a low
26%.
Good God. Or...
I know we shouldn't make those jokes, but they're funny.
We support all of our men and women who fight for our country, but that doesn't mean we're not going to make fun of you. We do it because we love you.
And we respect you.
Godspeed, gentlemen. Godspeed.
Yep.
Or, so the Crew 2 Camaro SS, or the Hot Pursuit, the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Zonda. The orange Zonda crashing into the side of the Revington.
Yeah.
Zonda.
Yeah. Zonda.
Any Zonda that's willing to total their car in the side of another car that's equally as expensive, that just so happens to be a police car, A1.
Yep.
A1.
Fuck this $2 million, I ain't going to jail.
It apparently did not save, there we go. Alright. Alright, the Horizon 3 Lamborghini Centenario, or the Underground 2 350Z Centenario.
Yeah.
As weird as that is to say, it is a Lamborghini Centenario driving across a beach.
Yeah.
And then there's a raptor jumping in the background. It's like, okay, cool, like, action, we don't know what to do for a cover.
Yeah.
But the Underground 350Z is just a wheel.
Yep.
And then a front quarter panel. And
like,
that's
we have to look it up. We're like, what is that?
What is that exactly?
I have to literally go into Google Images and like reverse image and like find like a screenshot of like one of the characters posing in front of the car. I'm like, I totally forgot about this game and couldn't remember what that car was.
Okay. Need for Speed The Run, the GT500, if you've ever seen the Need for Speed movie.
It's the same one.
That car. Or... the new Need for Speed Most Wanted, the Aston DB9 that is drifting beside the Porsche on the cover.
I gotta give it to the GT500, honestly.
I agree.
Because the Most Wanted cover, it doesn't inspire me to want to buy it. Because it's basically just white car, black car, drift, people in background.
Yeah, but
it's like kind of I a
like
Crown
the
Vic in there.
No, I like the colors.
I do too, but it's
the white with the black with the red.
It's so
it is
plain.
It is very plain.
It's like... because the cars, it's so dark that on the black DB9, you can't almost tell it's DB9 other than the silhouette. Yeah. And the white 911 just looks like just a white 911.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Like if I hadn't looked hard enough, I would have thought it was 2D.
All right. The Forza Motorsport 2 350Z.
A drift spec.
Yes. Or the Forza Motorsport 6 Ford GT. I have the Forza Motorsport 6 case.
Honestly, right there. That was one of my favorites.
I agree. I think that it's a little lackluster.
I just think it's the simplicity of it, in not that it's so plain, but that, you know, you get the rumble strip from the corner of the racetrack.
Yeah.
And then just the lights flying by, implying that, you know, it's going moving. Fast as fuck, yeah. Boy.
You fast as fuck, boy.
And also just the fact that they used the Ford GT as it was coming back, as, you know, it's Halo car. Like,
yeah, it was before it was released,
yeah.
Which is kind of the same thing that Forza Motorsport or Forza Horizon 5 is doing with the AMG Concept 1.
Yeah,
or the Project 1, sorry.
Yeah, it technically is being released because they actually brought Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton in to spec out their Project 1s.
Oh.
Because, you know, they're F1 drivers, yeah, Nico Rosberg formerly of Mercedes, and Lewis Hamilton obviously currently Mercedes.
Right. Okay.
He's about to get his dick whipped in the World Drivers' Championship. All
right. Burnout Paradise.
Super Max.
The cover, oh my god, this cover is filthy. I have this game in my hand. The cover is, the name of the car in the game is the Tempesta. It looks to be a mixture of a Lamborghini Huracan and
like a McLaren of some sort.
Like a weird McLaren, yes. So there's that. It's or cool. The Gran Turismo 6 C7 Z06. The Gran Turismo, yeah. 100%. I do like, however, that the entire cover of the Paradise, of Burnout Paradise, is white.
Yeah.
And then what is drawn of the car is in color, like of what the actual city would look like, and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I do like.
It's
I
a very
like
cool that. Design cue, but it ain't a
it's
real
not,
car.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's fair. All right, the Crew 1, the Aventador that is on the cover, the
there
orange
are five
Aventador.
Cars on
yeah, there's five cars on the cover. We chose the Aventador because there wasn't another Aventador on the list.
No, there was like a Miata on that cover. There was a weird Camaro that looks like it should be going off-road because it has a snorkel.
Off-road Camaro, Lamborghini Aventador, 370Z, looks like a Cayman GT4, and then maybe like a Ford Raptor.
Yeah.
So, Aventador or the Need for Speed Heat Polestar 1?
Polestar 1.
Yeah.
The cover in general just looks better.
Yeah. I really, really, really like the Polestar 1.
As do I.
I think it was an amazing car to drive in the beginning of the game because you're like, holy shit, this car is literally decked out.
Mm-hmm.
The wing was gargantuan. There was no reason for it to be split in two like that.
No,
like really like wasn't. you have a 2-foot section in between your wings hanging off of the back of the car.
It was basically the Swedes looking, hey, look, we can go stupid as hell. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are not just normal, boring car. Volvo is stupid.
Volvo is very good, yes. Big, gigantic splitter. It had rivets coming up the hood to keep air onto the scoop of the hood. Like, there's
so yellow.
Much.
So
yes.
Fucking yellow.
Yes, it was like championship yellow or Phoenix yellow or whatever
the
Corvette
color
is. It's the
gold color that Polestar was like, yes, our color is no longer blue, it is gold.
Yes.
The new Polestar car is like the V60 Polestar.
Mm-hmm.
That is their color if you get the Polestar version, but they only use it in two places.
Mm-hmm.
On the Brembos and on the seatbelts. And that's it.
Ooh, nice.
It's cool, but my only issue is like, if this is like your, like, this is Polestar, this is the color, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you like make like gold stitching? Because the whole steering wheel's wrapped in Alcantara.
Yeah.
The, you know, the seats are gorgeous, like really, you know, amazing, comfortable bucket seats, but there's no other gold.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. You could have like done gold stitching on the steering wheel or just any interior pieces.
Like anyway. A plaque. on the center.
Like something.
Yeah,
just something. Like, just Polestar. Yeah. Just something cool.
Yes. All right. The Project Gotham Racing 4 Ferrari F50 GT. I have that case, and I have the next case as well. There is Project Gotham Racing's F50 GT.
Yeah, I gotta love it.
Yep, it's the same thing as Underground 2. It's a wheel. Wow.
Project Gotham Racing 4 wheel.
Or
yeah,
Need M3. For Speed Most Wanted M3 GTR.
M3 GTR. It's just...
Yeah.
It's such a good
that cover. So, like, the sliding into the cityscape and seeing the cops in the reflection of the paint of the car is like, oh.
It's just such a cool design
cue.
I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I really want to go back and play that game, but it's not backwards compatible
anymore.
And it makes me so sad.
They need to do like an Xbox, you know, Series X remaster for it.
Yes. The Need for Speed Rivals Ferrari F12.
Berlinetta.
If you are looking at the cover, there is a Conan Sigagera R chasing it.
A police car. I don't know how that F12 is out running an Ajera, but
it's not. It's trying its best.
Yeah, it's
doing its trying its best.
That Ajera is probably just toying with like,
police car go brrrr. Or the Horizon 4 McLaren Senna. I think that the Horizon cover is more dynamic.
Yeah.
I don't...
As far as the hero car goes, I think the Senna is better.
I agree. Because in that game, they don't really focus on it. It's just like, hey, here's a car. In Rivals. They're just like, hey, here's a car.
Car, go. Vroom.
Vroom.
Bye.
Now. You're do like, okay, cops, where'd my Ferrari go? Like, I don't think you ever get to drive it unless you buy it.
Yeah. But the Senna, they make it a experience.
Yes.
Like, hey, the festival's about to start. Get to the festival site.
Yep.
You're like, we're just going right there.
Yeah.
And then you're like, just
zoom,
booking it, and then just a Chiron just goes vroom,
right past you.
And you're like, oh, Chiron, come back.
All right, on to the next. This one is going to be for the slightly older of audiences. Yep. Need for Speed Carbon, your favorite
Need for Speed. Yeah, one of my favorite Need for Speed. Oh, one of them. I don't know if it's my favorite.
But. Evo 8 on the cover. We couldn't tell if it was an Evo 8 or an Evo 9. We tried. We think it's an 8.
The angle of it just doesn't really allow you to see whether it's an 8 or 9. Because of how similar those body styles are, without being able to see a side profile of it, it's hard to tell.
8/9. There you go. 8 or 9. We don't know which one. The Spy Hunter car. Now, let me show you a little something about Spy Hunter.
You
are getting chased by helicopters. There's machine guns coming out of the hull of the car. And that's about it.
I gotta give it to the Carbon.
Yeah, you gotta give it to Carbon.
It looks so cool with, you know, just drifting down a hill. Because the first mission, it's you in that car versus another M3 GTR, but it's just murdered out.
Okay, hear me out, though. The Spy Hunter car is... The Spy Hunter is the only game where you're in the hero car the entirety of the campaign.
Right.
There is no, maybe I want to drive this car. No. You are driving a silver Lamborghini-esque.
They really took after Buick. You can drive any car you want as long as it's a Spy Hunter.
Yeah. You can have it in any color you like as long as it's black. I don't think there is another game where you are literally in the hero car the entirety of the game.
Oh, right. But it's
full of action. You're literally, like, you can upgrade your machine guns to deal more damage. You can upgrade, you know, like, the back of the car where the engine is.
Yep.
There's a little hatch that'll open up, and then you'll have, like, you know, like a spider pod of rockets that'll just fire out and, like, take out aircraft and shit like that.
But we're not talking about the game. We're talking about the cover. Which, if you walked into GameStop at, like, age 10, And you were like, all right, very cool red car drifting while police cars chase it, or silver with helicopters.
All right, but hear me out, though. You also got to think of the name of the game, right? So, like, you pick it up, and you are looking at Need for Speed Carbon.
But if I'm looking for a racing game...
Or Spy Hunter.
If I'm looking for a racing game...
Okay.
Which says racing? Okay, yeah. Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Or right, Spy Hunter.
All right. The Forza Motorsport.
Spy Hunter sounds like it's going to have like a part where I'm going to get out and hunt some spies. And if I buy that thinking that's what it is, I'm going to be very disappointed.
That's fair. All right. Forza Motorsport 3 Audi R8 or the Forza Horizon 2 Lamborghini Huracan.
I gotta give it to the Huracan.
Huracan, because the Huracan is drifting through a field.
Yeah.
And the Audi R8 is flipped. Sitting.
The Huracan was drifting through the sand. The Centenario was in a field with the Raptor in the background.
No, Centenario was driving through the sand. Huracan was drifting through a field because the Huracan, they were in Italy. Forza Horizon 2, you were in Italy.
Yep.
And then Forza Horizon 3, you were in Australia.
Yeah. So. You're right.
All right. The Forza Motorsport 1 Acura NSX or the Forza Horizon 5 AMG Project 1.
Project 1. It's such a good-looking car.
Absolutely.
I think the technology in it more than anything, because, yeah, it's a damn good-looking car, just like most Mercedes are, but the fact that they packed in F1 technology... into a road-going car.
Yeah.
With active aero, not just on, you know, the little wing that pops up, but it's got active, like, braking aero in the front quarters of the car that just pop up.
Yeah, that's how the Huayra is.
Yeah.
The Huayra does the same thing. It's so cool. Absolutely cool.
It sounds like an F1 car. Like, obviously, they toned it down for, you know, actual production, but in the first couple tests, it was just straight piped. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Twin turbo hybrid V6, 1,000 horsepower. Whew.
Yeah.
Sign me the fuck up, even though I'll never own one. Yeah, right. Only producing like 150.
All right, on round two, we have the Need for Speed Payback R34 GTR or the Forza Motorsport 5 McLaren P1.
I'm just going to pause timer real quick, just because talking about the 150 AMG Project 1s are releasing. Bugatti, I follow them on Facebook just because Bugatti.
Right.
Why not? They've been announcing all the time on their page about, you know, hey, the pre-orders are now starting for the Chiron Purse Sport and Super Sport if you'd like to buy one of the limited run of the Chiron.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do they really think their target audience is spending any time on Facebook?
Right.
Like, why are you announcing this to us? We will never buy one.
Right.
We will never, I mean, sure, it's cool, but we don't care.
Right.
Like, this is not something like, yeah, cool, wow. Good for you, pat yourself on the back, but like, target elsewhere, because... You're not having multimillionaires just, you know, like, hey, I'm just going to scroll on Facebook stories for a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, sorry. Stepping off my soapbox there.
Tangent averted. The Need for Speed Payback R34 or the Forza Motorsport 5 McLaren P1. I would say they're both really, really cool because the active aero is up on the McLaren. It's coming around, like, down into a turn in Spa. My favorite track ever. I might be biased.
I just think it's a really cool cover.
However, again, I think the cover to Need for Speed Payback takes it, unfortunately.
You really think?
I do, because I think it is a lot more action-packed. It's a lot more enticing to a 10-year-old. Like,
a 10-year-old, but like that was just a thing.
I mean, just like anyone. It's a little bit more enticing because, you know... You think Forza Motorsport, you think it's a sim. Because, I mean, it is. Right? Even if you've never heard of racing games before, we would walk up to the counter, you would ask them, you know, hey, which one would you buy?
And, yeah.
Well, they would ask you, well, are you looking to have fun or are you looking to be a competitive racer someday? So.
Yeah, it's valid. I think that the contrast... between, you know, the gray and just the bright, you know, papaya orange on the McLaren is just done really well.
Absolutely.
Especially the attention to detail with, you know, on the back cover, it shows you the rear end of the car.
Mm.
I just think as a complete package, I think it's better. But, I mean, you are right. There is more action going on in Payback, but that's just because, you know, that's Need for Speed.
Yeah.
There's a lot more action to it because it's
you're literally running from the
cops nonstop the entire fucking time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So yeah, I'll give it the Payback, but I will say P1 is a damn good
absolutely cover. All right, now the Forza Motorsport 4 458 Italia, or the Need for Speed.
Let's just give it the RWB.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The RWB 911. Cool,
but there's not much action. It's just driving around a corner.
Yeah. Forza Motorsport 7 GT2 RS or the Hot Pursuit Zonda Cinque. The GT2 RS.
Yeah.
No,
it's one of the best covers in just any racing game.
Absolutely. The Horizon 3 Centenario or the Run GT500. The Run.
Really?
I really think so.
I think there's
because...
more action going on in the Centenario cover, though.
Really? All it is a Centenario driving across a beach, and the Raptor's like,
and the Run is just like GT500 at an angle, and then like red rays everywhere. It almost just looks like it's standing still, except for just like the red beams that are just, for whatever reason, all over the cover.
Yeah.
I think there's just a lot more going on with the Centenario, and it highlights the actual hero car better.
All right. I just think that's, I think it's a boring cover. I think.
Well, honestly. Yeah, but I mean, the Run isn't very amazing either.
That's
I mean,
that's
between
fair.
The two of them, eh.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, the Forza Motorsport 6 Ford GT or the Gran Turismo 6 C7 Z06. Gran Turismo gets
you
that
think?
One 100%. 100%.
I mean, if we're looking at action. It's still Forza Motorsport.
Both of them are the same type of cover.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot more going on with Motorsport. Because Gran Turismo, it's basically just the blue Corvette just sitting there. And it's just black everywhere else.
Because
Gran Turismo is kind of just known for that, where it's just black with color in just the car.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's fair. The Need for Speed Heat Polestar 1 or the Need for Speed Most Wanted M3 GTR. Going off of the cover, they're both very similar covers.
They are.
Now that I'm like actually thinking about it, right? Need for Speed Heat has the Polestar drifting around a cop car.
Yeah.
And Need for Speed Most Wanted, he is drifting away from a cop car.
With you, the cop cars, you know, in the reflection.
I
think there's more color and more going on in the Heat.
There's definitely more. There's definitely more like, oh damn.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit. But at the same time, I don't want to let the M3 GTR go.
I know, but bias aside, what is a better cover? What would grab your attention
hey,
more going into
hey,
a game?
All right. You got a soapbox tangent, I get a soapbox tangent.
Go
okay,
ahead.
Here we go. Here we go. I looked it up last night. I stayed up until 7 in the morning last night.
We both did.
And I was looking at things that I know I could never afford, and I found...
Never say never.
I found a... very expensive thing that I sent to you.
Yep.
And it is for a, I think it's 03, 04 BMW M3, right?
Yep.
So the, after the facelift, after
yep.
the
E46
yes,
post-facelift.
E46 after the facelift. The body kit to turn it into the M3 GTR that is on the cover.
Yep.
Of Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yep.
Is $25,000. 25,000 before shipping and taxes.
Yeah. And the insurance to ship it.
I want it.
We're going to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, right. Now, however, it does come with literally everything.
Yep.
New roof, new trunk, new hood, new bumpers, new floor pans,
new wheels,
new wing, new wing uprights, roll cage,
splitters,
dash, splitters,
canards,
everything. Literally everything to turn your stock BMW M3 into a race car.
Yep.
It's like, hey, $25,000, it's all you.
Yep.
Sign me up, please. I write you a check. You send it before I send you the check. Yeah, how'd that work?
Do you guys do sponsors?
Yeah, right. All right. I'll give it to the pole store.
Soapbox or...
Yeah. All right, the Forza Horizon 4 McLaren Senna or the Need for Speed Carbon Evo 8. I'm going to give it to the Senna.
Yeah.
I think.
I just think it's a better, you know, visual showing what's going on with the game.
The car is driving over leaves, and the leaves are getting pulled up behind the car, and, you know, there's a Land Rover 110 jumping over it for some reason, busting through brick wall, like...
All right, so, another tangent. That game, if you really think about it, it's kind of like... So there are certain... kind of a weird tangent, but there are certain games where you just, like, play it for a while, and you're having fun, and then you really start to think about the implications of it, and you're like... Oh.
Yes.
I kind of feel like shit now.
I just ran over this, you know, God knows how old wall.
It's like a 500-year-old wall.
Yes. It just...
It was... cobblestone wall. A great demolition skill. I'm like, oh, thanks. Oh. It's... I find, like, that moment on the same scale of playing, like, that Plague Inc. game.
Oh yes! Where
it's like, oh my god! I just wiped out the world's population with a virus called my dick. They're like, I just killed 8 billion people.
Oh.
I'm gonna close out of this game now.
Yeah, I need to leave. I'm gonna go Jesus.
Lay down and cry for a little bit.
Yeah, right. All right, on to the next. Dude,
that
we have
was laid by like some lady in like the 500s.
2,500 years. Good God.
1,500 years ago.
1,500 years ago.
And I just blew through it in a Senna. Woo!
Fuck your wall, bitch! Woo! Alright, Forza Horizon 2 Huracan or the Forza Horizon 5 AMG Project 1?
Project 1.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Huracan is just like, hey, I'm on a beach. Woo!
No, Huracan is like, hey, I slide through fields.
Oh, hey, I'm in a field.
Yeah.
Woo.
I am a field in Italia.
Hey.
All right, Need for Speed Payback R34 GTR.
It's actually one of the test drivers from the Lamborghini factory, just, you know, like driving it off of the road by accident into a field.
Is that really what it was?
No, I'm just kidding.
Their
test track is just the roads around the Lamborghini factory.
Yeah.
They don't have a test track.
Right.
It's just fields and farms everywhere.
Right.
So they
it's
can just
do
like,
literally
yeah,
whatever they
this
want.
This dude just pulled out a Lamborghini factory and a brand new Huracan and just like, I'm just driving it to its limits and then accidentally into a field.
Right. Right. All right. The
it's
Need
more
for
like,
Speed.
Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Yeah, right.
But in Italian.
Mamma mia, no!
Well, I'm a soul fire.
Mario loses his job at the Lamborghini factory.
And becomes a plumber. That's his origin story.
He wrecked a Huracan fresh out of the factory.
Has to move home and does plumbing at Peach's Castle.
Oh no.
Mamma mia, I was once a Lamborghini tester driver. And then I rented into a field and someone got a picture of him and put it on a video game.
Alright, round 3. Need for Speed Payback R34 or Need for Speed 2015 RWB.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's like to have ADHD. I just want you to understand.
Yes, exactly.
Pull that out of my ass.
I want to give it to the R34. Really? I want to give it to Payback. Just because not knowing who any of the people are in Need for Speed 2015, you're just like, who the hell are those dudes?
Yeah, why are they floating in the sky?
Why are they in the sky? Are they dead? Like,
are they
and
looking over
but
me
like
Mufasa?
Yeah, Mufasa.
Everything
but if
that
you
the light
know,
doesn't touch is yours at night.
But if you know who they are,
yeah,
you're drawn to the game because you're like, oh shit, that's this person. That's this person. This that's Magnus Walker. That's you know, oh shit, what's his name? Fucking Christ. Dude, I've been doing this all day. I've just been having brain farts all day long.
It's right there on the tip of my hand, it's gone.
Yeah. Magnus Walker's in the game, Ken Block's in the game, Brian Scotto's in the game.
Yeah.
Shit.
That was before they realized that the game was a piece of shit.
Gas Monkey Garage was in the game. Dude, I can't remember his name.
I love how they had all these people in that game.
Yeah.
And it still turned out crap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was such like, a... It was so good of a concept. They had it. They
it was just, so bad no. that they made Hoonigan go to Forza.
I just think that the cover of Payback would be more enticing to somebody who hasn't played.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, if you wanted to, like, say maybe you know a little bit about cars, and maybe you've seen some, like, body kit work from what's-his-name from RWB.
You could recognize Ken Block because you saw him on a completely non-car-related show at one point.
Yes, exactly. then maybe, but I still, I think that's too far of a stretch. Horizon 3 Centenario or the Forza Motorsport 7 GT2 RS?
GT2 RS.
GT2. I foresee the end of this, and I don't like it. Forza 6 Ford GT or the Need for Speed Heat Polestar? I'm going to give it to the Polestar. Yeah, 100%.
Better cover.
Absolutely. Horizon 4 McLaren Senna or Horizon 5 AMG Project 1 AMG?
Yeah, Project 1, dude. I see the cover so cool.
Just
so much color.
Yes.
And the car itself is just...
It's so much color in such a barren place.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the cover, you're driving through the desert.
Yeah.
In this gorgeous emerald green hypercar.
Yeah.
The desert tan and the emerald green just... is so good together. It's so good. Alright, on to the semifinals here. The Need for Speed Payback R34 or the Forza Motorsport 7 GT2 RS? The GT2 RS.
Yeah, GT2.
You know, like, honestly, as much as I hate saying that, the Forza Motorsport GT2 RS has so much detail in the game, that would be more enticing to me.
Yeah, pull up a picture of it. I just love that cover so much.
Let me move some stuff out of the way here. I need to clean my room. My apologies. I was unaware. Yeah, right. that is Forza Motorsport 7 cover.
It just...
Because I'm extra like that.
God damn.
Yeah, that is...
It's just so clean.
White background, black tarmac. You can literally see, like...
Just, like, the rubber
bugs
from...
and the rubber from the track coming up onto the car.
And the rubber on the rumble strip and just everything about it. It just... I mean, even though the background is white, like, you can see, like, the sunset glaring off of the, like, you know, the silver...
Of the car.
Of the car. The Carrera silver. It just... It's so clean.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, whenever you actually get into the game and start playing the game, you see that same detail.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like a, oh, hey, look, they're a cover car, they're just trying to show it off.
Yeah.
No, it is actually detailed in the game.
We should play it Motorsport 7 again.
Yeah, I mean, I still have it downloaded.
Do it tonight.
Okay.
I need to freshen up my F1 livery on my F1 car.
All right, here's the issue with this one.
Ah.
What is a better cover?
Pull up both of them just so we can really...
The Heat Polestar 1, right? Need for Speed, the Heat...
Heat cover, first one.
Cover.
First one.
I just have to keep typing. That's just me. Or, what was the other one? The Horizon 5 cover.
FH5 cover. It's red. Sorry, not emerald.
Oh, I thought it was. You see that? Okay, that's why. Because I saw an emerald green one.
But just like all the color in it, I don't know. Because they're both on that same kind of level of it almost looks kind of cartoony, like not necessarily like it's cartoony, but like the amount of like color and detail.
What
is so,
that? That would be a cool cover.
That is it. That's the AMG GT, or that's the AMG Project One.
I know, but that cover is dope. I like that.
Is
dynamic. No, this is the main cover.
I know, but I think
but
that's
like,
an alternate. Because look, I want to go back to that one photo that you had.
New cover art.
Yeah.
And then concept.
F9.
Yeah. I love that, but that's not the main cover.
That is so dynamic.
What was that other... Oh, motherfucker, goodbye. Fuck you. Oh, yeah, made by.
Yeah, made by, yeah.
Because I think some of these almost look like they were made in-game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
I mean, still, it's an amazing game cover.
Yeah.
Like...
But now, I will give it this. This looks way more cartoony than Forza Horizon 4.
Right. But I think it's just the amount of color that they're trying to fit into.
Yeah, I mean, not even that. Like, I mean, you lost detail in the cover.
Well, I think what's going on is that they actually... It looks like they took a picture of the car in-game, cornering, and then they, like...
Tried to render that.
Yeah, they rendered it on top of, like, the other portions of the map.
Right.
Oh, there you go. The game cover itself. Like, the box. I'll go back. What? There was the actual picture of the box.
Oh, the actual case of the game. I got you. But I don't know, man. Like, this, you know, is gonna be a good game because the car is sliding. There's sparks coming off of the car. There's, you know, he's in the daytime. The cop is in the nighttime, just staring at him as he's doing donuts around him. The color is just like
it's
the
very
blue
colorful,
and
like,
the pink is.
I think there's more going on though in the Horizon 5 cover.
There is.
Like, I think
I like
shows
the, I like the mountains in the background. I love
the map is.
I love the mountains in the background. I love the beach. I love, you know, the foliage on the right. But at the same time, I feel like somebody just photoshopped that car in there. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Click on the Xbox.
Like, they literally just went like, boop, here you go. Where?
Yeah, oh, that one. Just see if I can... Oh, there's multiple.
Standard edition versus like
the standard edition doesn't even have a car.
Hold on. Yeah, it's just like, hey, look, you're in Mexico. You're in Mexico. It's the desert.
Like cropped, I think it looks better. Like I think it looks better when it's actually on the box.
No.
No, you don't think?
No.
Because I think part of the issue is just how wide it is when it's not on.
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
No?
Nope. I would have loved to give it to that, but I feel like we lost detail coming from Forza Horizon 4 to Forza Horizon 5. We lost detail in the car, on the cover.
Yeah, I think it's just the way that they did it, try to make it like a little too bright and almost a little too arcadey. But I don't know,
I don't know, man. Like,
I would rather give it to... Because I don't think that the Heat cover gives as good of a representation of the game.
Oh,
because looking... I mean, going from that to what you see in-game, it's, you know, excuse the metaphor, but night and day. It really is. Because
what you see in-game is just amazing. Would you much rather be pleasantly surprised or disappointed?
I don't think I'd be well, I mean, either way, they both look arcadey, so you can only go up for each of them.
Yeah,
but you get more of a kind of an idea of what the game actually is going to, you know, feature. Like, you know,
we can't be cynical about Forza Horizon 5 because we haven't actually like gotten even to the loading screen yet. Right.
Right.
Like, it literally, you pull up the main picture and then it says, "Oh, you're too early. Nice try."
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
So, looking at Need for Speed Heat and going from the cover to the game versus looking at just the cover, if you were a 10-year-old or, you know, whatever, right, walking in having never played Need for Speed Heat or Forza Horizon at all, what would be more enticing to buy? I think like I would be more enticed to the purple and the blue and the colors of it than
I
would.
There's so much
more
detail in the Horizon 5 cover than there is in that, because everything past the Polestar is blurred.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's literally, you just see a nighttime cityscape in the background.
I know, but I mean, if you look at the, you look at everything else, there's like motion in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like there's more going on with the Horizon 5 cover.
I mean, we could look at the deluxe edition color, the cover.
That's a different car, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, even then, it's just a car. Colors.
Yeah, but that's like you have to be, I feel like you have to be really confident in a game or in the color palette of the game.
Yeah.
To just put a car that is in that color palette as your literally blue and pink. Yeah. There's no blacks or silvers or whites or clarity to the car. Yeah. It is literally just blue and pink. My car is driving and there's some sparks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just such a weird contrast from what they show on the cover and just the normal cover versus the actual game. Like, it's just such a huge, like, difference in both the graphics but also just, like, the experience going from, like, this is what you see versus what you actually get in game. Like, if I were to look at that versus Forza Horizon 5, I would 100% get Horizon 5 because I can see, like, oh my god, there's so much, like, greenery. You can see, like, the foliage. You can see, like, everything going on. I mean, there's so much happening. It's like, I want to play this game just to see, like, if I can drive to the top of that fucking mountain. This is, like, it looks like an arcade car that doesn't look like a real car. Because from the back in just that scene, if you're walking in not seeing that, you know, it's, you know, not knowing that it's a Polestar that's heavily modified.
Yeah,
you're just like, this just looks like a...
damn, that's a really weird looking car. That's a big, like, why is that thing on the back of the car? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'll give that to you. I'll give the damn, I want to see if I can, like, sink it in the ocean and then, you know, drive over to the top of the mountain.
It just kind of shows, like, you can do so fucking much in this game.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to that. That's fair.
Which means the final is between two Forza games.
Yes, the latest and greatest from both. The Forza Motorsport series and the Forza Horizon series. The Forza Horizon AMG Project 1 or the Forza Motorsport GT2 RS. It's the GT2 RS. The GT2 RS. Okay, congratulations.
It's just the amount of detail that's in the GT2 RS.
Yeah.
That's all it is, straight up. Because if it were like,
I agree.
If the AMG GT1 or the AMG Project 1 was in just a little bit more detail,
it would be a heavier contender.
It would probably win, honestly. Just like, with how
like,
much going
honestly,
on.
Honestly, like if you think about it, if the Forza Horizon 5 cover had as much detail on it as the Forza Motorsport 7 cover did. Yep. Hands down, would have
no
wiped
contest.
The floor with everything
no
in this game. No contest. But I want to see, like, sand and, like, stuff flying that's, like that other one that we saw. Like, the other, where the sandstorm was brewing in the background and it looked dusty. It looked like there was a haze creeping in. No, the one that we just saw. Like, it was, like, an alternate, but some dude on Twitter posted it.
If it looked like that, like you could see, the balloons, you know, floating in the background.
Yeah.
That would have looked so much better.
Yes, I agree.
So.
But, however, I mean, the Polestar did put up a good fight.
I didn't think
it was going to go that far.
I didn't either.
It's
a great cover, but I didn't think it beat out.
I honestly thought the M3 GTR was going to go a little bit farther than that. I'm a little butthurt. I will own that car.
Yep.
I will. I promise. I did, if I decide to go with an M3 GTR, back to my soapbox, the entire kit cost $25,000. However, with no options selected, it is $8,000.
Hmm.
So, maybe the body kit.
Possibly.
Possibly, like, some add-ons for the wing and the hood. And then call it $10,000. And congratulations, we have an M3 GTR.
There we go.
Without the motor or the wheels.
Or anything that makes it
or
cool.
The tow hooks or the race cage or the steering. OMP steering wheel. Alcantara steering wheel.
I know.
Like, dude, they were like,
option
here
book.
Is literally everything to make the GT3 car.
Yep.
That we had in 2004, 2005.
here's everything to make that your car, besides a motor, besides, you know, suspension. You would have to buy coilovers, but, I mean, if you're spending $25,000 on a resto kit, I mean, that's literally the only thing you can call it. For $25,000, it comes with everything.
Yep.
I'm sure you could spend $2,000 on a set of coilovers.
Oh, yeah.
But, all right, off the soapbox. It is late. I have a party to get to. You have a party to get to. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. And
it's a shorter episode, but it was fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, it wasn't that short, though. We're at an hour 10. That was before our technical difficulties, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we've got like another 5 minutes on top of that. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for listening. Next week, got a little bit of a heater for you guys before we go on the season break.
Yep.
I don't know if we want to spoil that yet. I think we kind of want to leave it a surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Some fries, motherfucker.
Rude guys, motherfucker.
Why you gotta bring that up? If you've ever not watched The Hunger Games, you need to watch The Hunger Games.
I don't know how you wouldn't have by now. I mean, those movies came out like 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
No, it's 6 years ago. I would say 7 years ago.
Mockingbird Part 2, I think, came out in...
No, I never watched
2017.
That one. I never watched 2018. That one.
The last movie in the series.
Really? I literally like only watched the first one.
The rest of them are pretty good.
Anyway. Yep. Thank you guys so much for watching or listening, watching, you know, whatever. It's a, watching as a deaf person or as a blind person does. Deaf person. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you guys in the next one.
In the next one.